Do you have to, Cliff?
Have to what?
Eat so fast. You could at least pause between mouthfuls. Don't eat like that when Morris is here for supper.
Well, when Morris is here, we're all on our best behavior, aren't we?
Don't be so dark.
Oh, yes, we are. Put on our eye makeup, hand-drawn paper napkins, and listen sympathetically while he drones on about that paper.
Well, that's better than listening to you doing your farmyard impersonations.
I know what all this is about.
Then why keep avoiding the subject?
Because I've said all I've got to say on it.
You admitted you felt something for Sam the first time you saw him.
Yes, I did.
Well, then, sure.
Look, it doesn't mean I can go around there and tell Debbie what to do.
Well, that's not what I'm asking, Cliff. I just think you should find out what's happening. Now Carol's not going to be looking after him anymore.
Well, why didn't you ask her yourself? You see her at the Herald.
Because she resents me showing any interest in him. She bit my head off the other day when I suggested she tried sue me, and I can understand
it. She'd resent any interference from me a hell of a lot more, though.
Not if you went about it in the right way, she wouldn't. Ask her if there's anything you can do.
Never tell me I've done enough already. I've given her that cue before.
In this house, close the door quietly.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
You really will have to talk to them, George. My nerves won't stand much more of it.
Hmm. Yes, that was Cliff, by the look of it.
They're all as bad as each other. Young people have no consideration whatever.
Come now, I think that's a bit of a generalization. Did you want something, Arthur?
I'd hardly be here if I didn't. I wondered if you'd care for a game of chess later.
Well, actually, Arthur, I do have something on this evening.
Oh, well, if you've better things to do.
Perhaps we could play tomorrow night.
I may go round to Peter's tomorrow night.
Well, I'll leave it to you, see how you feel. Was there something else?
No.
Well, in that case, if you don't mind.
Are you trying to get rid of me, George?
It's just that I'm expecting a dinner guest any moment. I say guest, in fact, the guest is cooking the meal.
Not Mrs. Brewer, is it?
No, it's not Jessie.
Just as well. She's a very limited cook, as I've discovered over the past month.
Well, now you've got your own kitchen facilities, you won't have to prevail on her anymore, will
you?
Oh,
that reminds me, George. I'm afraid those builders have done a very poor job indeed. There are several things I'd like you to have a look at.
Some other time, Arthur, I'd be glad to, but not just now.
Oh, then I won't keep you a moment longer.
Please don't think I'm being rude.
I don't think you're being rude, George. Merely frank. After all, why should you waste your time on me? Nobody else wants to, so why should you?
Hello, Arthur.
Oh, good evening, Miss Richmond. If you want to see Mr. Underdown, you'd better come back some other time. He's expecting someone to dinner.
Oh, that's all right. It's me he's expecting.
You are cooking dinner for George tonight.
That's right, Arthur.
Well, he took me out for a meal last Monday, you see.
Did he?
So I wanted to repay him, and we thought we'd have dinner down here. Didn't we, George?
Quite.
Oh, well, don't let me detain you. Good night.
Hello, Sophie.
Hello. I'm not too early, am I?
No, of course not.
Oh, I mean, the meal's going to take a while to prepare, you see. I've brought all the stuff here, so I'll just pump it through to the kitchen.
Here, let me give you a hand. I'll just put it down here.
Did you tell Arthur we were having dinner together?
No, not exactly.
Oh, I thought he seemed surprised. Well, why didn't you tell him?
Oh, no reason at all, really.
Did you think he might try to get in on it, too?
He does have a way of doing that.
Well, you've been out of luck. There's not enough steak for three.
Steak, did you say?
Uh-huh. Nothing but the best.
You're spoiling me.
I thought I'd do Bert Stroganoff, if that's okay. You're not funny about onions, are you?
Oh, well.
Oh, you are.
They tend to give me heartburn sometimes, unless...
Oh, dear.
But I'm sure they'll be fine.
Well, look, I won't go too mad, then, right?
Now, what can I do to help?
Nothing. Just go and sit down next door. Pretend I'm not here.
Well, I can't let you do all the work, though.
That's the whole object of the exercise. Now, look, you go and have a sherry or read the paper or both.
I still haven't found my spectacles. Well, I can manage without them, really, but it does strain my eyes. I had a very trying time at the bank today.
Oh, dear.
I've a nasty feeling I must have left them on the heath the night of the sky watch. I took them off to look through the binoculars, I remember. I put them down on a tree trunk. That's where they'll be still if no one's moved them.
Well, why don't you go and look now?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
It won't take you more than half an hour. And then you'll work up a really good appetite.
Ah, Mr. Edwards. On the other side of the bar tonight.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hayson.
Mind if I join you?
Not at all.
Good. It's a depressing business, drinking on your own. But I suppose marginally less depressing than sitting alone in your flat.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I had hoped to play a game of chess with George, but he was otherwise occupied.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't wish to interfere, Mr. Edwards, but I think you and Mrs. Edwards should keep an eye on George.
Why, Ramsay?
Well, it's not uncommon at his age. A last attempt to recapture youth.
What?
A man like George would be putty in a young girl's hands.
Do you mind telling me what you're talking about?
I feel you should know that Sophie Richmond and he are dining together in his flat.
Oh, that's tonight, is it?
Oh, you knew?
Yes, yes, Sophie told me. Hey, you're not reading anything into that now, are you?
Well, stranger things have happened.
Yes, like flying saucers landing on Hampstead Heath.
I didn't come over here to be ridiculed.
Old George has just taken Sophie under his wing. Tries to do the same as Shirley and me. A frustrated father, that's what he is.
Maybe. Not that the rewards of fatherhood are so great. My son more or less flung me out on the street, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Otherwise it wouldn't have come to this. Two rooms in a lodging house. You give them the best years of your life and they kick you in the teeth. No, I'm not sure one isn't better off like you and Mrs. Edwards, without any children to bother about.
Cliff?
No, it's me, Shirley.
Oh, Morris.
Can I come in?
Yes, of course.
Your stepfather let me in. Cliff not here?
No. Have you eaten?
Oh, I didn't come to cadge food off you. I just wondered if you wanted to lift to your Open University session.
Oh, it's been cancelled this week. Fancy you remembering.
Well, I knew it was the same day as our editorial meeting. Or it was, until Madam decided to scrap it.
Well, can you manage a bit of stew? There's plenty left.
Have you been crying?
No.
All right.
Will you have some stew? It won't take a minute to warm up.
Oh, if I can come and talk to the cook.
I wondered if you'd look in tonight.
Why was that?
Well, I thought you might be feeling a bit down. I heard about Cressida and Gray.
Oh, it's got down to your department already, has it? Pity the rest of the Herald doesn't operate as efficiently as its own grapevine.
I'm sorry, Morris.
I'm not. Anyway, it was only a rumour, started by Debbie.
Oh, come on. You needn't pretend with me.
All right. That's true. At first, I just wanted to smash him. I was seething all day. Couldn't wait to get out of the building tonight so I could go round and do it. But then I realised I was only angry because he'd made me look a fool. And not because of Cressida.
Are you sure?
Yes. All I felt, when I looked at it coolly, was a profound sense of relief.
Well, I find that very hard to believe.
Oh, she was never for me. I always knew it, really. That's why I walked out. But somehow just walking out of a flat doesn't end a relationship. What finally ends it is...
Someone else walking in? I don't believe it.
Ah, either way, it's over now. I'll not lose any more night's sleep over her.
Well, let's hope you'll find someone else soon, eh?
The only woman I'd go for is already married to someone who doesn't seem to appreciate her.
Oh, now don't start that again. Can you pass one of those plates?
Have you and Cliff had another row?
No, not really. But we just can't see eye to eye about Debbie's baby. He won't show any concern for it, Morris.
You want him to?
Well, of course I do.
I'll never understand how he could sleep with Debbie when he's got someone like you at home.
It was only once.
See, if you were mine, I'd never set foot outside this flat, let alone mess about with another woman.
Oh, Morris, get away.
I mean it, Shirley.
The stew's ready now, if you'd like to go into the other room.
You know how I feel about you.
Morris, don't be ridiculous.
You feel the same. I know you do.
Morris, don't be so daft.
Come here.
You mustn't.
Now tell me you don't feel the same.
Hello there. Hey, what's the matter then? No, we can't do that. Oh, what is it, little boy?
Don't you touch him.
Oh, Debbie.
How did you get in?
The door was unlocked.
So you just barged in.
Well, I did ring the bell.
Do you usually walk into other people's houses uninvited? Oh, now you've set him off good and proper. Thanks a lot.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Less people shouting.
I wasn't shouting.
on, Sammy. Come on. Give us a break, eh? It's all right, love. It's all right. Mummy's got you.
Yeah. Plays a lot, does he?
That's an understatement. They say he's hyperactive.
What's that?
Super edgy. Any little thing sets him off. There. That's better. That's my boy.
He's growing, isn't he?
Yeah. No problem there. He's going to be a big, strong boy, aren't you?
There's a nasty bruise he's got on his arm.
Where? Oh, that.
Where did he get that?
Edge of his cot. What made you come round then, Cliff?
Well, I heard you were having a hard time of it, managing work and that.
Oh, did you?
I was wondering if there was any way I could help. And don't yell at me, Debbie, or you'll start him off again.
Well, there is one thing you could do right now.
What's that?
Just stay with him for half an hour while I go up the road. There's this baby minder, see? She's put a card in the shop. I want to see what she's like. If I leave it till tomorrow, someone else might beat me to it.
Oh, all right.
Now, Carol's kid's in the other room, but you won't get a peep out of her. She just lies there with this big smile on her face. I sometimes think she's simple.
Shall I take him, then?
No. No, I'll put him back in his crib. There you go, Sam. Now, just you behave yourself.
Make a good rugby player, he would.
Yeah. Well, I'll be going, then. I shan't be long.
Hey, okay. Hello, Papa.
Is it all right, George?
I beg your pardon?
The stroganoff. Is it all right?
Oh, yes. Excellent. Thank you.
There aren't too many onions.
No, it's delicious.
Well, then why are you picking at it? Look, you don't have to be polite with me, George.
I'm sorry, Sophie. I'm afraid it's me that's going to spoil our evening this time.
What's the matter?
I wasn't going to say anything, but... I really don't feel like eating now, you see. Something happened when I was out.
You just seem a bit preoccupied when you came back.
Yes, and quite frankly, it's rather shaken me.
What has?
I really don't know how to tell you. Promise you won't laugh at me.
Oh, cross my heart.
Well, while I was up on the heath, I saw something extraordinary. I had my glasses back by then, or I'd have put it down to faulty vision.
What was it you saw?
Oh, something I can only describe as a little green man.